Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. What an amazing week it's been to really celebrate cherries, their subtleness, their tartness, and their sweetness, depending on what you put with them. It's been a lot of fun. Our very last recipe we have is definitely one that I know helps us to send cherries out with a real bang. Cherry almond pound cake. It's such an easy recipe to make. You'll never look at pound cake the same, especially when you're buying those little pound cakes that are, you know, $2.50, $3 just for a single slice, you know, at the gas station. I promise you this is a fun recipe. What we're going to need are 2 cups of cherries pitted and diced small. We're going to need 1 pound of flour, 1 pound of butter, 1 pound of sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1 cup of slivered almonds. Now, the slivered almonds are the ones that are sliced in half and then broken up. And I like those because the texture is a little bit more, it helps to have some kind of a texture. Now, one thing I hated growing up was fruitcake. But when my grandma would make this cherry almond pound cake, which in my opinion really is like a fruitcake, it just takes it to the next level for me. I'm going to put my oven at 375 degrees to start this. I'm going to let this pound cake sit in there for 15 minutes. After it's sitted for 15 minutes, I'm then going to raise the heat up to 425 degrees. And I'm going to be watching this because this cake does not take long at all. It's very easy. I mean, if you think about it, we really got a 3 pound loaf here. And I like to put this in a loaf pan because it looks so much just like really delicious Pullman style, you know, white sandwich bread once it's done, if it's done right. The best way to check your pound cake is to get a toothpick, or if you have a skewer, that's even better. And you want to poke right into the middle. And when you pull out, if it looks like there's cake still on to the toothpick or the skewer, it's not done yet. If it comes out nice and moist, more than likely it's done. And also with pound cake, you can tap it and you can hear it. And if it makes that popping noise, like you're hitting a drum, you know that it's done. This is such an interesting recipe. I think you guys will all love it. I love to serve it, you know, with just a little bit of vanilla ice cream or even chocolate ice cream if you're my son, Adam. But it is a fun recipe. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.